We are beginning the shiur tonight in Siman Aleph. We are finishing up Sif Hei. We mentioned last time the Ramah at the bottom of page Hei, turning on to page 10. We're really going to start on page 10. The Ramah said that which the Mechaber says that we say the Aseres Adibros as one of the things with the Parshas HaKedah, Parshas Amon, and the Korbanos. We say the Aseres Adibros. The Ramah said, Dafka B'yochid, Dafka an individual can say the Aseres Adibros every day, but it is aser to say them batzibur. So we're on page 10 now, and we discussed the Mishabur yesterday, the details of this halacha, but I would like to go right away to note number 32, which is a very, very important note. In note 32 in the Dirshu Mishabur, he says, Umachmas chash ze sheyomru ein Torah elazu. Again, we saw in the Mishabur the reason why you shouldn't say the aseres adibros batzibur is because there might be kofrim, there might be deniers that will say that is the only part of the Torah. So the Rambam writes in a tshuva based on that, Sheyesh levatel as haminog lamod bishas kriyas aseres adibros. That we know that in many shuls, there are many people that don't stand for kriyas haTorah, and when it comes time to read the aseres adibros, people start standing up. The Rambam says that's incorrect. One should not stand up specifically for the aseres adibros. Again, we don't want to give any chashivas to the Aseres HaDibros over the rest of the Torah. So if you're sitting during laning and you stand up for the Aseres HaDibros, people are going to say, Ein Torah Elazu, just like you can't read it Betzibur as a tefillah, you also should not stand up in shul specifically for the Aseres HaDibros. However, the Shari Ephraim writes that the minog is to yes stand up, and I would venture to say that nowadays that is the minog, because many people don't stand in Kriyas HaTorah, and they do stand up for the Aseres HaDibros. And he writes, V'ein li yechidu min atzibur l'shanus haminog. The Shari Ephraim writes, that is our custom, and one should not veer from the custom. So the question is, how do we answer up the Rambam, who says you shouldn't do this? So there are two pshatim that are brought down in the notes. The Pisrei Sha'arim brings from the Chida that he answers up this minog, Shachshash mipnei haminim lokayim b'kriyas haTorah. This chashash of the minim saying this is the only part of the Torah is not a concern when it comes to laning, when it comes to kriyas haTorah. Shekein b'parshas haShavua korim yachad im aseres haDibros gam inyanim nosafim. When we're reading Parshas Yisro, the parsha where we have the aseres haDibros, we're not just reading the aseres haDibros, we're reading other portions of the Torah also that are included in that week's parsha. V'achiloku rak sha'omdim be'ez kriyasim. The only thing we're doing is we're standing up during that kriya. In other words, when the minog would be that the tzibur is reading a special section just the Aseres HaDibros, so there might be room for deniers to say, oh, that's the whole Torah. But if you're reading from the Torah other portions together, it just happens to be you're standing up and giving chashivas to one, they're not going to come to say there is no Torah but the Aseres HaDibros, and therefore that's why the Chida says that our minog would be in line with what we're saying over here and would not be a problem like the Ramah is telling us. Correct. And reason number two, why not going like the Rambam is not going to be against what we're saying over here in the Ramah. Tam acher shein mokum lochos shvipnei aminim is brought by Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe. Shein nohogin lamud gam b'shiras hayom. Says Rav Moshe, if the Aseres HaDibros was the only part of the Kriyas HaTorah that we stood up for, maybe there would be room for the minim to say, that's the only part of the Torah. But the fact that people stand up also for Az Yashir, there are other portions of the Torah where we stand up during laning, and therefore it will not be a chash that if we stand up also for the Aseres HaDibros, that people are going to say that that's the only part of the Torah. So that's the Chida and Rav Moshe saying why our minog could be yes to get up during the Aseres HaDibros, and it is not a chash like we said in the Ramah that people are going to say that that's the only part of the Torah. But the note continues and brings down from Rav Moshe that Mikomo Kom Kosov, Rav Moshe still writes, Sha'af even one who wants to be concerned with the Rambam and he doesn't want to stand up for the Aseres HaDibros, he should not be sitting while everybody else is standing. Says Rav Moshe, if you want to be makbid on the Rambam and not get up for the Aseres HaDibros, even if your minog is normally to sit during the Kriyas HaTorah, that week you should stand for the whole Kriyas HaTorah. Because you should not be sitting when everyone else is standing. And you don't want to get up special for the Aseres HaDibros to be choshish for the Tshuvas HaRambam. Therefore, the Eitzah is to stand up for the entire Kriyas HaTorah for that week, and that way you're not showing any special chashivas to the Aseres HaDibros, and you're also not doing different than everyone else that's there. If you look a few lines later, he writes, on the other hand, he brings from Rav Yashiv that he holds Sha'ikir Kadas HaRambam. He says the Ikir nowadays is still like the Rambam, that one should not get up the Aseres HaDibros. The Af Bim Mokum Shakola Tzibur Namod. And even if everybody else is getting up. You don't have to get up with them. So he says different than Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says you don't want to do different than everyone else. So if you're not going to get up special for the Aseres HaDibros like others are doing, stand up for the whole Kriyas HaTorah. Rav Yashav says no, if everyone gets up, they're doing the wrong thing. Don't join them. You sit, have everyone else stand. So that's the Machlokas, Rav Moshe and Rav Yashav. What exactly a person who knows the Shuvas HaRambam should do when everyone's getting up. According to Rav Moshe, you should have gotten up already previously to avoid the question. According to Rav Yashav, you stay seated, you're doing the right thing, everybody else is doing the wrong thing.
How does I don't understand Rav Moshe's reason. Just because you stand for a gesture also, so there's two things. How does that look?
Because the whole point is that it's Ein Torah El Azu. That is the whole Torah. Okay, but I guess once you see even one of the things, so there's no chash, and no one's gonna have a havamina that the only part of the Torah is the Az Yashir. But Aseres HaDibros, since it was stated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to all of Klal Yisrael, there's makom for people to say something. But the second you have something else with it that's in a different category, like Az Yashir, so I guess that concern goes away. That's why in the Siddur of Moshe. There's one more interesting note. Note number 33, which is along with what we mentioned yesterday also, that we said yesterday in the Mishabura, you shouldn't write on the kuntres that's miyuchad letzibur the Aseres HaDibros. What about in many shuls we have on top of the Aron Kodesh, they have the Aseres HaDibros that are written out there. Uksivas Aseres HaDibros aluach mi'al Aron HaKodesh kosov ha'adnei pas she'osr lasos kein. He says that one should not put the Aseres HaDibros on top of the Aron Kodesh. On the other hand, ha'orech ne'man kosov lohokel b'kach, he says that one can be lenient about this. Why? Kevan she'anachosan mi'al Aron HaKodesh hikidei lohoro she'kol ha'torah nitna mi'sinai. The reason why we place the Aseres HaDibros over the Aron Kodesh is to show us that the whole Torah was given at Har Sinai, like the Marsha says in Brachos, B'Shem Rav Sadyagon, that all 613 mitzvos, all Tayag mitzvos, are included in the Aseres HaDibros. Im kein, ze atzmo kavra Torah. Therefore, having the Aseres HaDibros over the Aron Kodesh is not showing that's the only Torah. It's showing that the whole Torah that's in the Aron Kodesh is nichlol in the Aseres HaDibros, and therefore there is no concern. But according to that, putting the Aseres HaDibros somewhere else in the shul would be a concern. It would have to dafka be over the Aron Kodesh, according to that shita that says it is mutter over there. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber. We're on the top of page 10. We're up to Sif Vav. Parshios HaKarbonos Lo Yomar Elo Bayom. The Mechaber paskins that which we discussed yesterday, the Parshios of the Karbonos, that one should say daily, one should only say it during the day. And the Mishabura says in Sefkotan Yud Zayin, the reason is, De'ein HaKarbonos Kreivim Elo Bayom. Because the Karbonos are only brought during the day, and therefore we only say the Parsha of the Karbonos during the day. Aval Parshas HaKiyur, uParshas Shumas HaDeshen, but the other Parshios that are mentioned that we say that are actually first in the Siddur, which are the Parsha of the Kiyur and the Parsha of the Shumas HaDeshen, Yochol Leimar Kodem Hayom, that you could say even before the day starts, because those things can be done even before the day starts while it's still night. The Ein Lo Penayin, if a person does not have time, Yochol Leimar Gam Parshas HaKarbonos Belayla, one could even say the Parsha of the Karbonos at night, meaning before daybreak, you could even say the Parsha of the Karbonos. The Imtzarach Amida, if the Karbonos require standing, Ayin Besimim Memchas V'Mishaburah Sefkatan Aleph. We'll get to that later, a machlokas of whether one should stand during Karbonos. If you look at note 35, he just points out, there it's a machlokas aposkim. At the cost of B'Shem HaPrimagodim, Shemikomukom B'Shas Amiras Parshas HaTamid Roi Lamod, it is befitting to stand, at least, during the Parsha of the Tamid, Mishum Shekorin Oso B'Tzibur B'Kol Ram. That's read, apparently it was read B'Tzibur B'Kol Ram, and therefore there's more chashivas, and therefore it should be said standing up. We'll get to that machlokas and that discussion in Mirtz Hashem in Simen Memches. Kosov B'Shla, the B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov Lo Yomer Yehi Ratzon. If you look in the Siddur, after we say each of the aspects of Karbanos, we say Yehi Ratzon, that it should be ki'ilu, we brought that korban, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, one should not say the hiratzon, the ain korban nedava babahem, because the voluntary korban is not brought on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Avala parshios ain hefsed l'amram, but just to read the parshios of the korbanos, there would be no downside in saying them even on Shabbos, k'korei b'Torah, it's like reading psukim in the Torah, which is certainly not a problem. Umikom okom imhu ben Torah, but if someone is a ben Torah, mutav yoser shiyasok beparsha dioma, it's better for a person to spend his time learning the parsha of the week than to be reading the karbanos. Now, it sounds from the Mishabura and the notes they're medayik this, it sounds from the Mishabura that this is dafka on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Because we're talking about here in the Mishabura that on Shabbos and Yom Tov you shouldn't say the Yiratzon, but you should say the parsha of the karbanos. But if you're a Ben Torah, better that you should be osik in the parsha of the week. So if you look at note 36, he points out, Midvarav nira l'chora shekavanosa rak b'Shabbos, it's mashif the Mishabura, that only on Shabbos one should, if he's a Ben Torah, should learn instead of saying the Karbonos. V'ilu b'yamos ha'chol yomar parashas ha'karbonos, it's mashif if it was during the week, you should say the parashas ha'karbonos even if you are a Ben Torah. Udelo kemo shekosav ha'divrei chamudos, this is not like the words of divrei chamudos, which you saw yesterday in the Mishabura, that he writes, sha'ap b'yamos ha'chol, mi sheyesh lo lev lohavin v'lulmon, even during the week. One who has a heart that can understand and can learn, yilmud b'makom lomar karbonos. It's more important for him to learn than to say the karbonos. So here the Mishabura seems to be saying differently than we said yesterday. No, parsha the yomar. No, that's not. I don't believe that's the diak. I think it's the flow of the Mishabura. I didn't think about that. It could be what you're saying is correct also. The Parsha de Yom, otherwise it would be the Parsha of the Shavua.
I thought Parsha de Yom would be Parsha of the Shavua. That's why I was wondering what the Diyuk.
Right, I was understanding the Diyuk was from the previous part. The fact that it's flowing in. You know, the Shlach says on Shabbos and Yontav, you shouldn't say the Hiratzon, because no Korban Nadava is brought on those days. But the Parshios, there is no law to say like Korban Torah. Mikom Mokom. However, a qualification of what we just said about saying the Korbanos on Shabbos and Yontav, if you're a Ben Torah, better to learn the Parsha of the week. So it sounds like. Right, so therefore, it would be logical to say that that's why Ben Torah shouldn't spend his time doing that on Shabbos. But yesterday we mentioned what he's saying over here in the note from the Divrei Chamudos, that even during the week, we weren't mechalek between Shabbos and during the week about not saying it. And he writes, but an interesting point to finish up the note 36, the Ben Torah, who, according to the Divrei Chamudos, should not be saying Karbonos, he should be learning Torah, it's enough for him to say the tfilos that the Anshek Nesadol were masakin for us, Shari Talmud Torah Kenege Kulam, because Talmud Torah is Kenege Kulam. However, in the brackets he just writes, Ubeinyan Amiras Parshas Atomid Ve'ezu Mekomon Shedinan Shone Re'eish Shochanach L'Kamon Simem Ches. We'll have to see the details later on in Simem Ches about the Parshas Atomid Ve'ezu Mekomon, if that follows the rules of all other Karbonos or not. Now, the last point in Sivkoton Yun Zayin, the Mishabura says, Mishu Ovel Lo Yomar Parshas HaKarbonos. One who is in Avelus should not say, Ben, you want to take one from the right, all the way on the right, on top, the new ones. All the way on the right. Mishu Ovel Lo Yomar Parshas HaKarbonos. One who is in Avelus, he's sitting Shiva, should not say the Parshas of the Karbonos. Look at note 37. Ach Parshas Ezu Mekomon. However, Perek Ezu Mekomon, we're going to see later on in Siman Nun, B'Shem HaMagen Avram, Sha'omrim Beis HaAvel, that we do say Ezu Mekomon in the house of an Avel. Lefisha Kolshu Seder Hayom Einbo Mishum Talmud Torah LaAvel. Like we know, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, when it comes to Avelus, anything that's part of the regular order of the day is not a problem of Talmud Torah for an Avel, and therefore Ezu Mekomon should be said. For that same reason, we say the Parsha of the Talmud on Tisha B'Av, and therefore there would be some leniencies even for an Ovel with certain things. We'll get to the details in Mirtz Hashem in Siman Nun. Let's see weiter in the Mechaber. We're up to Sif Zayin. Yeah, that was yesterday. It was Shaar Tzion writes the Lechem Chamudos. It's in Sif, in the Shaar Tzion. It's Chav Ches. So Chav Hey. I'm sorry. It's the note is quoting exactly what we said yesterday. So I just assumed it was.
He's talking about over there. The Mishru was speaking about Karbanos. No, he's speaking about Tachnunim.
Right, but he's making an exact quote. He says over here. We said yesterday. Mishu Bal Torah V'Yesho Lev LaHavin V'Lulmod. Not the exact quote that he's quoting in the note over here. Yochlem no miloba harbe tchinos ubakashos and fasim besidurim. I just understood it as, even though you're right, that's karbonos and this is the bakashos. But I just it sounds identical from the exact language that he's using. Unless that's where I thought it from. But you're right. He's not talking about the karbonos over there. In a chanami.
Just.
So let's go weiter in the Mechaber. We're up to Sif Zayin, the second line on page 10. Kishi Yisayin Parsha Sa'ola Yomai. When a person finishes saying the Parsha of the Ola, he should say, Yiratzom Lefanecha, should be the will in front of you, Hashem. She has a choshev umukubo ki'ilu crafty Ola. Should be choshev in front of you, Hashem, and it should be mekubal in front of you. Ki'ilu, I sacrifice an ola. V'kach yomer achar parshas ha-mincha v'ashlamim, and so too, after you say the parsha of the mincha and the shlamim, you say the hiratzon, ki'ilu, I brought these karbanos, mipnei shehem bo'im b'nedava. Because these karbanos, the ola and the mincha and the shlamim can be brought voluntarily, and therefore we can say, ki'ilu, we voluntarily brought these karbanos. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Yudches, he writes, Aval achar parshas ha-chatos lo yomar kein. But after the parsha of the chatos, one should not say this yihiratzon, lefi she'ena ba'a nedava. Because a karban chatos is not brought as a nedava, only if you're chayiv it. And therefore, we don't want to say the yihiratzon, ki'il we brought it, because we're not allowed to bring it. Ela im kein over avera shechayovim alei chatos. Unless, of course, a person knows he was over an avera that would be chayv a chatos. Therefore, he wants to get credit for bringing a chatos, and therefore he would be able to say the hiratzon. V'chein asham v'asham talui kaimelon ve'ena bav nedava. An asham and asham talui also which come from chatoim also is not brought up in nedava, and therefore you would not say the hiratzon. V'ha'achronim kasu b'shem rashal. The achronim bring b'shem the rashal sheyesh lomar. He argues and says, you should say a hiratzon even after the chatas and the asham. Rak sheyomar b'lashon safik. However, you shouldn't say it the same way you say it by the other karbanos. Over here, you should say it b'lashon safik. Dahainu, meaning to say, yiratzon mufanecha im avarti aveira shechayovim alei achatos. If I was over an aveira that I'm chayv achatos for, sheyize nechshav ki'ilu ikrafti chatos. Then this tefila should be ki'ilu I brought a chatos. V'im lav, and if I'm not really chayv achatos, yiye kekore b'torah. Then it should be as if I just did some reading of psukim from the Torah. There would be no downside to it. And one should say a similar tnai in the hiratzon that he should say after the parsha of the asham. That's what the achronim bring b'shem the rashal, that you could say the hiratzon after the chatas and the asham, but say it b'lashon tnai. However, Acha Mogen Avram Hiksha'o, the Mogen Avram asks further, and he says, Eich yomar in this chayavti chatas. How could you say in doubt if I was chayav a chatas? We hold by a korban chatos that you're only chayav the korban when you have a realization and understanding that you taka did the chait. In other words, you did the chait b'shogi, but then you realize that you did the chait. But if you're not sure, so you're not chayav the chatos. Al kein hela magen Avram. Therefore, the magen Avram comes out and he says, "Dileinyan chatos lo yomar klal hayihiratzom." That when it comes to a chatos where we have this rule that you have to realize that you did a chait, you should not say the hiratzom even with the lashon of the safek of the tnai, raklin and osham vadai v'osham talui yuchal lemor he hiratzon zed al tnai. However, when it comes to the osham vadai and the osham talui, then one could say the hiratzon with this condition. Ach im libo nokfo shema avar al chait v'hayelo yediyah shechata v'shachach. I think what he means over here is, but if a person has a strong feeling that he did a chait b'shogeg and he had a realization, and now he's not sure, you know, so he's like sort of in doubt, but sort of he has his gut feeling is that he really did it. So then, yuchalomer gamkin ha'hiratzon achar chatas v'der tnai. Then he could make the hiratzon, even according to the Magen Avram, after the chatas v'der tnai. So if he just totally has no clue if he's chayv chatas, then he shouldn't say the hiratzon, even with the tnai. But if he has a sneaky suspicion that he really did the chait, but he's just not 100% sure, so he's a little bit in doubt, but his feeling is that he really did it, then he should say a blushin tnai, even if he's the Magen Avram. So according to everyone, you can say the tnai on the asham, but according to the Magen Avram, unless you have this feeling, you should not say it by the chatas. If you have this gut feeling that you did it, then you should say it even by the karban chatas. And now let's read not the last one, we have Ches and Tes. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Siv Ches, Yomar im ha-karbonos pasuk v'shochad oso al-yerech ha-mizbeach tzafonu lefnei Hashem. One should say with the karbonos the pasuk of v'shochad oso al-yerech ha-mizbeach tzafonu lefnei Hashem, and that is brought down in the Sidurim as well by the karbonos. And the Mishnah Berurah says, im ha-karbonos ukayom nohogin lo'omro achar parshas ha-tamid. Nowadays the minog is to say this pasuk after the parshas ha-tamid, and it is in the Siddur. I checked in the art school Siddur, it's there right after the parsha of the Tamid. And in note 38, he brings the reason from the Medrash why we're saying this pasuk. Ubetama dover isa betana de Baalio. The Medrash brings down the reason why we say this pasuk. Sheba'osu hayom she'okar Avram es Yitzchak b'no agabe mizbeach. That day of Akedas Yitzchak, when Avram bound Yitzchak on the mizbeach, Hiskin HaKadosh Baruch Hu shnei kvasim, Hashem prepared two sheep. Echad shel shachris ve'echad shel ben harbayim. One for the morning and one for the afternoon. Meaning he was preparing the tamid shel shachar and the tamid shel ben harbayim. V'chol kach lama. Why was he doing this? Shebishos sheyisrael malin tamid al gabi hamizbeach. V'koren hamikra azet tzvon elifnei Hashem. At the time that Klai Yisrael, they're offering up the tamid on hamizbeach and they're saying this pasuk of tzvon elifnei Hashem. Zochar lehem ha-kadosh baruch hu ha-kedas Yitzchak. Hashem remembers for them the binding of Yitzchak. Ulefikach shayach pasuk zeh l'korban ha-tamid. Therefore, the pasuk is shayach to the korban tamid, and it reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu of ha-kedas Yitzchak, and therefore there is an inyan to say it. So we say it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, v'shachar osa sefkat anchav, the last line. Says the Mishnah Berurah, de'isa b'medrash, which we just quoted, to kol mi sha'omer pasuk zeh, that anyone who says this pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu zocher HaKadosh Yitzchak, it causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember HaKadosh Yitzchak, which is obviously a great schus for Klal Yisrael, which is why half our tefillos on Rosh Hashanah are trying to bring forth the remembrance of HaKadosh Yitzchak as a schus for Klal Yisrael. And the last sif in the simon, in the first simon of Shulchan Aruch, which is sif test, there is no Mishnah Berurah on it. Yesh nohagin lomar parshas akior. We still have mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah already. There are those who are knowing besides the karbanos to say the parsha of the kior, which is where they used to wash the kohanim wash their hands and feet from the kior. V'acharkach parshas chumas hadeshen, and also there is a minog to read the parsha of the chumas hadeshen. V'acharkach parshas atomid, and then afterwards to read the parsha of the tomid the way we have it in our sedurim. V'acharkach parshas mizbeach miktar ketores uparsha samoni haketores vasiyoso, and then we bring about the mizbeach that we bring the ketores on, and then the parsha of the spices of the ketores and the process of bringing up the ketores, and that is the end of Siman Aleph. And Amir Hashem, tomorrow we will begin Siman Beis.